I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes. She is a campaign diehard. Michelle Obama is right by her husband's side, up on the big stage, down in the crowd, shaking hands with voters. Or she can go it solo in front of fans and undecided voters. Last month in Iowa, she took the stage and worked up the crowd.
And we need to have someone who can speak to our souls, because our problem is that we have holes in our souls. And I am married to the only man in this race who has a chance of even beginning to address that fundamental problem, Barack Obama.
Allison Samuels of Newsweek magazine got a chance to spend some quality time with Michelle Obama. Her feature on the possible future first lady hits stands next week. Allison, always great to talk to you.
Hi, how you doing?
I am doing great. So you must have had a great weekend last weekend interviewing Michelle Obama. Tell me about when you first met her. What was the moment that kind of crystallized who she was for you?
I guess the moment that did that for me is when she walked into the room and, like, you know, gave me this hug. She's like, hey, how you doing? It's just sort of like this friendly girlfriend hug, like we had known each other for years. I think that was, you know, just her being comfortable within her own skin and just sort of, you know, being very happy to meet people and enjoying just sort of the process of greeting people and knowing that she has to do that, you know, to sort of, you know, get people to know her and the husband and the family. And she's very good at it.
It's been a turbulent week in politics. Yes. And you were talking to her during this time when there's been all this talk about Clinton, Obama, race, color, you know, strategy, blah, blah, blah. How did she deal with that?
She seemed to be doing fine. I think that she said that she expected a lot of this to happen, not so soon, but she certainly saw it coming. I think she didn't necessarily see the Bob Johnson comments coming. I think those were a little frustrating for her. But overall, I think she handled it really well. I think that, you know, for her as an African-American woman, and she really does take pride in that, I think, you know, it was disappointing to have someone like Bob Johnson come out and make the statement he made. And her quote to me was like, I don't know what he's talking about, and he clearly doesn't know what he's talking about either. So I can't get concerned when these kind of things happen. But in terms of Hillary Clinton and Martin Luther King, she was very clear that, you know, she knows that the Clintons understand the legacy of Martin Luther King, but felt that it was just a very poor choice of words on Hillary's part to sort of describe his importance in the manner that she did.
Now, back in November, Barack Obama was trailing Senator Clinton in the polls, and Michelle did an interview with MSNBC. She talked about why black voters were so reluctant to support her husband back then, a black candidate running for president. Here's a clip.
What we're dealing with in the black community is just the natural fear of possibility. That's the psychology that's going on in our heads, in our souls, and I understand it. I know where it comes from, you know, and I think that it's one of the horrible legacies of racism. It keeps a people down in their souls in a way, you know, where they sometimes can't move beyond it.
Senator Barack Obama is not just multiracial, but multicultural, grew up many different places, and Michelle's from the south side of Chicago. So how would you compare the history and the culture that she brings to how she views race to her husband?
Well, I think they have a slightly different view. I think he's definitely very hopeful and very optimistic. I think she's more of a realist, but I think that she believes that his vision of what America can be can actually happen. I think in many ways, I love the fact that they're sort of opposites on some level, because I think she's able to sort of get in his ear and talk to him about certain things. And I also think for him in this national, it's very hard for him to actually talk about race without being described as the black candidate. And I think what the campaign has done, and I think what she's done, is decided, you know, she can do that. She can go to South Carolina. I saw it in Atlanta at the Trumpet Awards, which was a primarily African-American audience. And she could deliver that speech, and she could talk about what it meant to be a black girl from south side of Chicago who could now possibly be the first lady, you know, African-American first lady. So I think that the campaign has, you know, sort of knows that she's a secret, well, not even so secret, but a very powerful weapon, and that she's very much, you know, when you get him, he's sort of cool and brainy, and she's very warm. And you look at her and you know, what her history is, what her background is. And I think they complement each other really well.
Now, you yourself have said, I get Barack through looking at Michelle. What do you mean? Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there've been all these different things about him. Oh, is he black enough? Is he this? You know, he didn't have the traditional African-American experience. You hear that so much. But I, for me, when I see Michelle, I get him. I understand that he understands the African-American experience, because I'm pretty sure she's very clear about it with him. She talks to him about it. She's certainly experienced it. I think the main thing for Obama is that he grew up in Hawaii with his grandparents, which is worlds away from what traditional African-Americans sort of experience. They didn't have that type of lifestyle. But he has Michelle there to actually, if he doesn't know, I think she's telling him and she advises him. And from what she describes of their marriage, they talk all the time about everything. And I think he really respects her and appreciates her opinion. So I sort of feel like I get the man by the woman that he married. And she's this very strong, powerful woman. And I think it takes a very strong, powerful man to actually marry a very strong, powerful woman. And so, I totally get him when I look at her.
Now, she talks a lot about her children in stump speeches and elsewhere. Here's a clip from her video on the Barack Obama campaign website.
Our girls, Malia and Sasha, are the light of our lives. You know, they keep us grounded and whole. And what we are reminded of every day when we see them is that every child should be able to enjoy what they enjoy, that freedom of just having so much opportunity.
Now, Michelle Obama is a lawyer. She has worked in politics. She's just someone who is, you know, she's definitely part of a power couple. How does she balance that aspect of her own desires and ambitions with being a mom and being the wife of a candidate?
Well, I think she's, you know, reduced her role as a lawyer, and she was working for a hospital in Chicago, and I think she's reduced that role to sort of help Barack run for president. And she prides herself on her role as mother. She only campaigns twice or two days out of the week, so she can be home with the girls. And she made a very interesting statement. She said that they didn't make the decision for their lives to become like this. So it was Barack and her decision to decide, yes, we're going to turn our lives upside down and become, you know, sort of candidates in this race. But she felt like the girls did make that decision. So she wanted their lives to be as normal as possible for as long as they could. And I think that was, you know, very interesting. And any mother, I think, or any woman can understand why you would want to be there. You know, because they're at a very, you know, important age, 6 and 9. I mean, you want to be there and you want them to know that, you know, you haven't abandoned them. You're not all over the country and they're at home watching you on TV. She said she didn't want that for her girls.
When Senator Obama came on our show, I asked if he was concerned basically about someone trying to kill him, basically on the standpoint of him being a father and would they be fatherless if he goes ahead and runs for president. Did she ever express any concerns about what this might do to him, her, or their family?
Well, she said, you know, that obviously there is a concern and obviously something bad could happen, but she couldn't live in fear and that basically none of us can, in particular African-Americans, because she feels as though that's why so many African-Americans are hesitant to support him is because they feel like something bad could happen to him. It's interesting because she said after Iowa, she hasn't had as many African-Americans come up to her and say, oh, aren't you afraid that he's going to be killed? For some reason, I guess after Iowa, they sort of got it that, oh, yeah, maybe people like him. Maybe he can win. But she said she feels like that's a very big factor in why a lot of blacks are worried about him and don't really know if they want to vote for him. But for her, she said she's let that go because she feels like this is what he was meant to do. And, you know, it will take care of itself.
Well, Allison, look forward to getting the full scoop in the magazine.
Thank you.
Allison Samuels is a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Her story on Michelle Obama is featured in next week's issue. And she spoke with us from NPR's New York studios.